for now. So, and what are you up to now? What's how have you developed? What's going on in music since then with you?
We have continuously worked on this, on our band, and we have really made great strides, you mm-hmm. know. So, I mean, as I said, we were just really, it was in the baby phase of our band, and I'm still learning to write more effectively, to arrange more effectively, mm-hmm. But we have continued to play and continued to grow, you know. Now we're going to this, you know, partaking in what was original meant and called the New Orleans Airlift as a reference to the airlift in Berlin, because after the storm it coincided with the 60th anniversary of the airlift.
Okay.
2007, right? And 47 was the airlift. Uh-huh. And so they, Jay Panikin had this ingenious idea to sort of put this light on the dire post-Katrina situation in New Orleans and make a reference to the airlift business 60 years ago in Berlin and create this sister city, you know, association, you know. Uh-huh. And, I mean, they yesterday had a fundraiser for that at the High Hole Lounge.
Uh-huh.
This is actually the flyer for it. It's a pretty cool flyer, right, that Jay made.
Uh-huh.
And we got lucky and won a travel grant, and now it's actually possible, and we are going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that us showcasing our stuff in Berlin and at this in the street theater festival in Berlin and in Munich will help us to sort of, you know, hopefully break into the festival circuit at some point in the future and eventually make it a regular thing to go, you know.
What's the, now in Berlin, what, maybe there's some ways that they're going to look at you, or maybe you have some control over how they look at you. Is that, do you present yourselves really as something that's attached to New Orleans music or jazz and not, maybe you're not jazz, or in a particular whatever the language of the music is that you play, are you presenting it as that in a world source, or is it something that's rooted, that comes from a place? Does it have this the sorts of things you were talking about related to the Bywater or to New Orleans? Or
yeah, I think of it both ways. I mean, we have a distinct New Orleans flavor for absolutely sure, because mm-hmm. the sousaphone at the bottom makes a huge difference compared to the upright bass.
Mm-hmm.
It shapes the music in its own way. Whether you try to sound New Orleans or not is not even the point. But you can't translate one-to-one what you would do in a classic jazz combo with drums, piano, bass. You can't play, you can't solo the same way, you can't play the same way because of the texture of the underlying, of the rhythm section,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you have to, your playing has to be more rhythmic and percussive, and you can't, you know, you can't get away with too long and abstract phrases, if you will, if your rhythm section is sousaphone and drums.
Mm-hmm.
And so by mere instrumentation, you're putting yourself into a certain place, and that's very much related to New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not playing trad, we're not playing New Orleans songs, but we're borrowing from the musical culture in terms of, you know, rhythm and texture and arrangement and all that.
When you're playing in New Orleans, let's say you're playing something like Chaz Fest, are you also bringing the Chaz Festival some information from elsewhere in this way, in the music that you're playing?
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I said if you go to Germany,
right.
of course you're presenting somewhat the language and these things
right.
out of
right.
here. If you play here, are you bringing language from elsewhere here?
Yeah. I think that's the appeal of this band, is to be just a vessel to play anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we have more than, we have like different phases or different, you know, we started, our most regular gig was Bacchanal, and at that time, and it was also early in our development, was so that I wanted us to be able to be a band that can pleasantly entertain in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be able to do that, and for that we have like those Ellington arrangements and all kinds of stuff, and we can do that. Mm-hmm. I wanted us to be able to do that and not only be able to be like a riot and taking center stage. And because at Bacchanal there's people that sit, you know, that meet friends, that drink wine and pay money to eat well and all that, and we're part of this but not the center, you know. And I wanted us to be able to pick up work and keep the band working by doing this type of work. And if you, I mean, however you want to call it, you know, whether you want to call it more commercial or whatever, you know, but I wanted to be able to cover that as, you know. But that's not the only mission. In our other suit is really a more groove-oriented, brass bandish, you know, type of playing.